It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ben Charrington said today, was this or last night?
This was this morning before the game.
Tell me exactly what he said.
I will. This is from our friend Gourmet the Owl of the Trib.
Yes.
Pirates general manager Ben Charrington says he believes Derek Shelton is the quote-unquote right person to manage this team in 2025. He fully expects Shelton to return.
He said also that he fully expects Shelton to return?
That was outside the quote, but that's what he's saying, yeah.
Well, that's nice, but it's not up to him. It's very clearly not his call. It's Bob Nutting's call with Travis Williams as, I guess, either a consultant on that call or simply the henchman who would deliver the news. I don't know. But it's up to Bob Nutting in the end. Period. End of story. And if I'm Ben Charrington, I'm not sure I feel comfortable commenting on anybody's job security because, quite frankly, the case to fire him is way better than the case to keep him as well.
You don't think Charrington has a say in this? Because I think he does, in whether Shelton stays or not.
Oh, he might have a say, but it's not his call.
No, the final call is going to go to
Plus, we're talking about a guy who should be on the hot seat himself. So if I get a call, do you think Bob Nutting is dialing up Ben Charrington saying, hey, you make the call on... No, if I'm Bob Nutting, if I'm Bob Nutting, I call him today and say, that's nice that you said he should be back. Do you know if you'll be back, Ben? Do you have a comment on that? Pretend I'm a media guy. Do you have a comment on that? After your off season?
Well, you know, we're building and we like where we are and we're in a better place than we were at the start of the year. I found this story that's been circulating around Pirates Twitter today from Steven Nesbitt from 2019 when he wrote a story exclusive. Clint Hurdle has been informed he'll be back as Pirates manager next season. That was on September 25th. Hurdle was gone a week later. So, believe what you want to believe in that regard. Things can change.
Oh, it's the old saying, it's the dreaded vote of confidence. Sometimes that's the last thing you want. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Baseball talk right there, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. Let's talk to Dan Zangrilli, or Zan Dangrilli, however you'd like to refer to him, next about this. I'm sure he has a strong opinion. The NOAA constrictor has this story too.
Yeah, I think Charrington had to have had a news conference this morning with everyone because all the reporters are talking about it because they do have a day game today in half hour.
I fully expect Shelty to be the manager in 2025. He works his tail off. Seeing that, I believe he's the right person to manage this team in 25, so I fully expect that will happen. Do you think they've been told that will happen? Shelty seemed awfully jovial yesterday.
No, I don't think there's been any assurances given to anyone. I think that the last 15, 17 games, whatever, still have a little bit more of an influence.
That's
stupid.
It's ridiculous,
because
really. If you haven't made up your mind yet and you're depending on silly season September games that don't mean anything to them, where you have a bunch of different guys playing, if you're waiting to do that, then everybody should be fired. What are we doing here? Bob Nutting should just step down.
You're sweeping the horrendous Marlins, whatever. You'll probably get swept against
matter.
The Yankees. It doesn't matter. What should be judged is the eight-month body of work of everything that came before this and the 5 years that have defined this administration. And what is the product on the field right now? It's not the five-year plan that Cleveland had. It's not the five-year plan that Baltimore had. They're still stuck in purgatory in the middle with no end in sight unless they had significant hitters, and I'm not confident enough that they'll do it.
Yeah, because Ben Charrington is the guy in charge of finding them. Call now to win tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival at the Pavilion at Star Lake on September 14th. Caller number 3 to our dear friend City Limits. Let's listen to yesterday's conversation when because we were talking about next season, it felt a little awkward. Like, is Shelty going to be there next year? We had had a very jovial conversation up till this point, and then it took kind of a dark turn. Shelty, I've asked you this in many different ways, but as we talk about the future, have you been given any assurance that you will be here next year?
Yeah, I'm not, like I've told you before. I mean, you love to talk about this topic, Stark, every week. We'll talk about it at the end of the year, but my focus is the rest of the year and how we're going.
Well, I didn't talk about it last week because you can only talk about it so much. Well, are we going to get his answer?
No, you did not. And he basically just poo-pooed it. And
the same, yeah.
Said the
no,
same.
No, listen,
thing.
We're talking about a guy's job security. So even though that was kind of a funny clip, I'm very well aware that it's a very serious topic for him, right? I mean, it's his job. And if Derek Shelton doesn't return to this job next season, he's not getting another manager's job anytime soon. So we're looking at his future as a baseball manager, which is his dream come true. And I weigh that and I take that very seriously. But it has to be asked from time to time when you're losing like this, when you're 25 games under 500 since your extension. But I'll probably hold off. It's pointless to ask him about it until really. Although now that the Charrington quote is out, do I have to ask him next week?
There's 1,000% you have to ask him about next week.
Maybe we should just cut out that little clip where he says you love to ask about that every week, Stark. Can you get that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Is there a way we can lighten this? Now we have to. Now we have to ask this. We can ask Destiny's Child if he thinks Shelty will be back. He is Nostradamus.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.